We have not seen funding levels that are included in this bill for the community-based child abuse prevention programs in the entire history of that program, which is over 30 years old.
Jim McKay with the Children's Trust Fund Alliance says the programs provide resources for families helping to prevent abuse and neglect. McKay, who is speaking at an Idaho-based conference on child abuse prevention this week, says the bill also invests in other provisions that prevent abuse and neglect, including $24 billion to stabilize the child care industry and $15 billion in child care subsidies. The bill puts money in a broader prevention method with a relief from economic stress through the latest round of stimulus checks and increases to the child tax credit. McKay says this helps stabilize families.
Providing that economic security is estimated to lift thousands and thousands of families out of poverty and could cut our child poverty rate in half as a nation. So those achievements are just so critical in our fight against child abuse.
Usually held in Boise, the Strengthening Families Training Institute is meeting virtually this year.
How families, individuals, advocates can lift up their voices based on their experiences, what's happening in their communities, what's happening in their lives, the challenges they're facing, and how they can share those ideas and solutions with policymakers, other decision makers.
On Tuesday, McKay is talking about advocating for family-friendly policies. The conference started Monday and runs through Wednesday. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.